With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ow. Jim will want to get involved with this one, sadly. I can feel it. I can feel it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Topic Thunder. That was pretty good.
You were like, start a hose that hasn't been started for a year. That's what you sounded like.
I think mine sounded better, to be honest.
It's deflated.
You just got to get the soundbite from AC/DC. Just
I'm here with the Nursey Nano and the Game Day Boys. And we'll say good company's very own Nano. That sounds good, huh?
Yeah.
Dab on them. All right. It's going to get weird here. I don't know, because Nico's dumb like me.
I'm already weird.
No, you're just stupid like me. Listening to an audiobook does not count for reading a book.
What the fuck?
If that's the case, I'm not sure I've ever read a book in my life.
Yeah, I haven't read a book in a while, then shit.
I've actually never listened to an audiobook before.
Yes. Same.
Do you read casually?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so no, you're smart. I thought you were stupid.
I mean, I used to.
Why are you lying?
Hit his ass, Nano.
Wow, I read articles now, and like...
Articles or books?
Articles.
Yeah, I read fucking Instagram captions. Fuck me. What are we talking about? Dude? We're talking about books.
Okay, but I've never listened to an audiobook. Why don't you just read?
Because I...
You're lazy, that's why.
No. Whoa.
Lazy.
Ooh. Ooh.
It's really hard to ride a bicycle going 20 miles per hour with a book in my hand. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's fucking why. The other thing, you fucking dick, the other thing is a lot of people learn through different passageways. And some people read greatly and can absorb all that information, and some people do it better visually, and some people do it more auditorily. How about you, smart one of the group?
Well, I have to read.
Textbooks.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what about for fun?
No.
Is that just because you're tired from textbooks? Or what if hypothetically you weren't in school or times where you had breaks? Would you ever read for funsies?
I thought about it a bunch of times because recently I think a lot of good books have been coming out. But... since my nursing textbooks are at least 100-something pages per chapter, I'm okay.
I got a good book for you now. Have you ever read Attached?
No. Oh, I have.
Nico.
Yeah. How about this? I'll record myself reading it to you.
All right, I'll listen.
It's about
you could FaceTime me or call me, and I'll put you in my pocket while I'm riding my bike, and you can read it to me.
Yeah, so basically, this book teaches you about like love attachment styles.
Oh, I know that bullshit. Yeah.
No, hey, it's a book.
Really good book.
I don't know why.
You guys think I can't be loved? Is that what you guys are all attacking me? Is this an intervention? Why are you guys all pointing fingers right now?
If you read the book, then...
I'd find love.
You might.
I think you're going to absorb more when you hear my voice reading it to you, though.
You have a decent voice. If I write a book and it goes to New York bestseller, you'll do the audio for me? I don't like my voice.
I love reading. Nico
can't even read.
Are you stupid?
What else can I do?
No, you have a good voice.
Yeah, I'm done.
I hate my voice.
I like reading too. It's just I don't really have the time to read right now.
Yeah, you could make the time though, probably.
I like sleep though.
Well, I know, but you could also probably just organize your shit and probably make the time.
Yeah, no.
Okay. I got to be honest. I would much rather just listen to an audiobook than just actively read, which is kind of sad because I love reading. Yeah. I have like 6 or 7 books.
He's an English major, by the way.
I was. I have like 6 or 7 books that I like really enjoy. I never get time to actually put any like work towards them. I do like 10 pages a day on the toilet, and that's kind of it.
That's pretty good. All right, that's a long shitter.
Yeah, no, I just read fast.
All right, from the English major himself then, does an audiobook count as reading the book?
I think it does, yeah.
What do you got, Nano? No?
No. Just what you got? I like the physical copies.
Okay. Well, let's try to, like, say that you read the lyrics to a song. Did you listen to the song?
Ooh. That's deep. No, but because music has more elements than just words. Books don't.
Yeah.
Books are words. Oh. Got your ass. Got your ass, bitch.
Got him.
Suddenly, audiobooks are music because you're listening.
Yeah, audiobooks are music.
I'm trying to think
if
of
you saw the movie, does it count as the book?
No, fuck no.
Dude, I think
Harry Potter?
Yeah, because I read Harry Potter, bro. The video game came out.
Today. Yeah.
I'm surprised. I almost called in sick today.
Kyle said that he wanted to go home for a little bit.
I am going to be slinging Cruciatus curses like nothing.
Yeah, I almost called in sick. I might have never read a book in my life. And audiobooks weren't a thing when I was a kid.
Yeah, but like high school and stuff.
Nah.
What do you mean, no?
Nah.
He's just naturally gifted. He just knows. He touches it and he's like, yep, I already read it.
I am pretty smart.
You didn't read like Of Mice and Men?
Dude. I breezed it.
Dude. There's no way. That was actually a really good book.
I can't focus for longer than 10 minutes. Why do you think these episodes are 10 minutes?
The Scarlet Letter was the only book that I was like, okay, people overhate on this book.
But I definitely breezed one of those too.
I watched that movie.
What, The Scarlet
Letter? Dostoevsky or something? Read that shit.
I have no idea what
Brothers
that is.
Karamazov?
I'm an English major, apparently.
Brothers Karamazov?
Shouldn't you know this, Joe?
See?
Dante's
Inferno. Have you ever read Dante's Inferno?
I read Dante's Inferno in high school.
Go Google fucking Brothers Karamazov.
I've played Devil May Cry. That's basically the same thing.
Devil May Care was my favorite ice cream place in Sacramento.
Mythology.
It's a video game, right?
Yeah, Devil May Cry.
Yeah, so I read the book.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I think the audiobook fucking counts.
Yeah.
I don't think it counts.
How does it not? It's you literally are absorbing
Wait. If you're blind, I have to make it count. You have to make it count. Because like
you're discriminating against blind people.
Exactly. So I have to say that it counts.
To me, it's more like how you absorb it.
There's Braille.
If you don't absorb the book, then you didn't read the book neither.
I'm not Braille reading. I'm listening to it.
I mean, they do. But yeah, the audio is way better. I'm listening to it. All right, Nico, where can I find you? Go listen to audiobooks, kids. Screw Nano.
You can find me on Instagram at Nano31 with two O's. And on YouTube at Nico Flores.
Where can they find you, Nano?
You can find my Instagram at NicoFlores83KG.
Ladies and gentlemen, new episode every Wednesday and Friday. Thank you so much for listening. 3SB.co for all your clothing needs.
And I am Joe Stanek on all forms of social media, particularly the TikTok. This is Finn 50% Facts, where 50% is a number and percent is just a word. 50% Facts is a Speaker Prime podcast in association with iHeartRadio on the Obscure Celebrity Network.
That was the best one so far. That was good.
I'm getting there.
That was good.